The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's great to be here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark, and it's a great pleasure to be able to sit together and do a little bit of teaching, explore some topics together. So tonight, for those of you who don't know, we'll do a half hour of guided meditation and then a half hour talk. So to begin with the guided meditation, just take an alert, upright posture. A posture that reflects your intention of being here and meditating in an alert way, but also a posture that reflects ease. Sometimes it takes a little while to figure this out, to have alertness and ease. Often it can be with the spine upright and then letting the limbs just hang from the spine. And it's worthwhile to take a little bit of time to find the right posture. And then let's begin by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Sometimes it's easier to connect with to the exaggerated movements. And it might be with a little bit of the exaggerated breaths that with the exhale there's a certain amount of letting go or relaxation happening. And then allowing the breath to return to normal. And we don't need to do anything in particular with the breath. We're just noticing, watching, observing in a kind-hearted, gentle way. Can just rest your awareness on the sensations of breathing. That is, the movement of the chest or the movement of the abdomen, or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Whichever feels supportive, accessible at this time. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just very simply, gently noticing the sensations of breathing. We're not so much thinking about the breath as sensing, feeling, tuning into the sensations associated with breathing. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? Feeling the expansion and the contraction, stretching. Or maybe if you're paying attention to the feeling of air going in and out through the nose, might be a sense of coolness. What does it feel like to have an out breath? What does exhaling feel like? If you find yourself lost in thought, no need to make it a problem. Just very simply, gently, begin again. Right now, there's nothing else to do, nowhere else to be. We're just here, now, breathing and paying attention to our breathing. In a relaxed, easy way, but also with a way in a manner that has intention. And then we can expand our awareness, maybe stretch our awareness in some kind of way to include the body, the whole body. This is less about making something happening and more just about allowing the awareness to get bigger, to include the body that is breathing. Do this as best you can. No need to struggle or try to make it be a particular way. If stretching the awareness feels too complicated, there's no need. But the invitation is to allow the awareness to be soft and gentle and big in whatever way that makes sense for you. again. If you find yourself doing a lot of thinking, just very simply, gently begin again. Can there be a sense of ease, a sense of okayness that accompanies the awareness, accompanies the attention? The attitude in which we are paying attention. Can there be some openness, spaciousness? And yet, not too casual. Still with intention, but with gentleness. And then, can we expand our awareness to include sounds? To open up our experience and do mindfulness of sounds. We might find that sounds just arise. We don't have to go looking for them. We don't have to make them. And in the same way, can there be a gentle openness that allows sounds to arise and pass away? Can allow the thoughts just to go to the background, and in the foreground are sounds. through in these last few moments of this guided meditation. Bring to mind a sense of appreciation that you took the time to meditate. It's a way to care for yourself. And caring for ourselves helps us to care for others. And in some way, meditating can help us fill up our inner fuel tank in some kind of way so that we have the energy, we have the capacity as best we can to help others, to be part of the change that we like to see in the world. So whatever goodness, whatever benefits has arisen by our practicing here, may it support you, and importantly, may it also be for the benefit of all beings. All beings, everywhere.